You were busy for hours in the studio here with Derek doing something. Tell everybody.
Mere minutes.
But what were you working on? You know, I want people to know about this thing.
Fiend Phone.
Tell me about it.
So I don't know. Derek Slopey wrote a piece of software that helps radio people connect from one people to another studio to a third, fourth, fifth, and sixth studio. And radio hosts can have a simultaneous conversation with zero latency and no noise cancellation or audio processing across multiple hosts. Was that succinct enough?
Why is that important?
So in a traditional radio setup, like you and I right now are talking to each other, we're in the same room, we're talking over two different microphones, and as long as both microphones are turned on, I can talk over you. If you try to cut me off, I can keep talking, and you can hear both of us at the same exact time if we talk.
I can never cut anybody off when they're on Skype, because it keeps canceling out, and they keep talking, damn it, and we're in break.
So Skype and G Plus and Google Hangouts, etc., there's a lot of auto processing going on in the background that you don't can't really put your finger on exactly what it's doing. But yeah, it's doing a lot of noise cancellation. It's canceling out echo. It's canceling out the other person based on who's talking at a given point. And in radio, that's not good because it's unpredictable and you don't really exactly know what Skype's going to do. And so this software allows for a simultaneous conversation amongst multiple
hosts. Well, I can see where this is going to
be. Latency.
With
a small amount.
A big advantage is that if you do have your own mic and your own headphones and your own processing, doing dialing, kind of, you want to set it the way you want to set it. You know, the problem has been is that you can't. You know, because of all this processing stuff that goes on. So they have different protocols that, you know, for years there was a thing called, they call them the codexes. Now, a codex is what? Just, same language computer talks to computer thing? What does codex mean?
So companies like Qualcomm make codexes and their compression algorithms that compress your sound into their proprietary file format, and they're using whatever codecs to achieve that compression of your sound into a
which I have to update file all the time on my Comrex stuff or different software upgrades of what I just did. You know, I'll update because I need, you know, something on my phone to update. You want to update all your apps and everything, update, and everybody gets
totally agree.
Totally agree. Everybody gets my contacts. You know, everybody knows who you guys are now. Okay, I just want you to know that. So the I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I'm waiting for the, you know, I'm when I disappear, poof, and he's gone.
He totally agreed.
I totally agreed not to agree. But the Comrex, ISDN lines, the blue boxes, I mean, all these different things are to have exactly what Derek and Mike had come up with as a solution for all of that, is to make it to where anybody just download this software, and all of a sudden the stuff that costs thousands of dollars in the equipment, thousands of dollars in the software, is how much?
Free.
See, they're
not
going to like
it. No, it is not free, and you should go to fiendphone.com right now and donate to this open source project. And, you know, I kind of teased Derek a little bit, and I was like, you know, what open source software, that just means you can't charge. Like, you know, what? How do you pay for the development to make it? I mean,
I don't know. He's like, I did it. I'm done.
I was bored. It was Christmas. Next. Well, no, it's not that. So it's in beta. It's not done. It there's a lot of features that have been requested. It's, you know, it's got a long way to go to replace that $1,500 piece of equipment you're talking about over there in your rack.
The capacity to have a clear signal that is open to both sides. So you don't have to say over.
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 Under.
Over.
Roger.
So this is, I'm just, I see the benefit of this immediately. And the fact that it worked as well as it did, the clarity of it, I'm going, wow, this is amazing. Now it's just getting all the little bugs out of it.
Yeah, it downloaded really simply and it installed very simply. It, I had Derek there to hold my hand, so it's like, well, I didn't have to read the manual, and he just helped me configure the IP address while we were on the phone. And 5 minutes later, we were talking over it, and yeah, it sounds very clear. It's
Well, the problem that I have in the studio, it's been from the beginning when we moved from the big studio to here.
Uh-huh.
When we did that, there was always this, because we kept adding on more ways to communicate. You know, we had, you know, the Gettner phone line, which is a system that we don't use hardly other than guests, and or maybe we have two guests on, do something. But we don't take calls a lot. We could. I mean, I could really, you know, pump for calls, but yeah, but then that cuts into my talking time. I don't mind talking to people. It's just I have a lot of guests, and they want to, they'll take you off. I only get them for an hour.
602-264-2800, is that it?
Yep. That's a good number. Out there. You know, I like to get in that number. Well, I had many to select from, and I went, I go, ooh, I like that one for whatever reason. The so the Fiend Phone is,
Fiend
ready,
phone.
To, is ready to start being used, right?
So they're saying that it's in beta and that it's, yeah, it's, I think Derek's taking time off. He's like, he makes Burn. Things and then he has to put it down. Yeah. put it down. And so they, so I don't know. Michael talked him into this like over a year ago. And
I know,
like,
they've been working on a long time.
And he's like, okay, I'll do that. And then he built something and was like, that's just way too complicated. And then they worked on Meowbit. And, so they, you can't keep Derek on one thing. He just, you know, bounces all over the place.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Well, it's because he has capacity. I mean, the guy, he does something, he gets it fixed. This is rare for us for a year. You know what we've gone through. He gets it fixed. It stays fixed. And whatever it doesn't, it broke or later, kind of, hunts that down pretty quickly, and it's fixed again. And it's fixed. Fixed. Forever and always fixed, you know. So I like working with Derek because as we make progress, it's progress that is gained. Yeah. We're not having to go back and redo everything all the time.
So they did it, and like I said, he did it. He put it down, and then they did Meowbit, and then he said, "All right." They raised a little bit of money, and he said, "All right, fine. I have to do this." And it's one of those like Christmas things where it's snowing and you can't leave your house in Maine. So I think he was locked in a basement after the avalanche. So he had to he had nothing better to do, but.
All we got was pictures of his house from the mailbox as he went to get his
right. It's done. It's in beta. It's not done. And then there is a Indiegogo. They're raising funds to improve on it. You can go to fiendphone.com and you can give them a little bit of money. And then Derek's going to, you know, maybe next winter he's going to make it, like, perfect and then maybe sell it commercially. No, probably not.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's going to piss off a lot of people in the industry. I guarantee that. Now, the picture, we got a graphic up. That's Derek Sopia on the left, and me, then Davi Barker, and Drew. And, wait. And Rainbow. That was a bit pork fast right at the end. It was a few years ago when it rained the whole time. There were people that were walking around in the mud to get into their tent. That sucked. When we come back, we'll go over some of the news and stuff and different things that we're working on and what Drew wants to do with
Meowbit. No. Beanphone.
No, Bitcoin Summit.
Beanphone.
Beanphone. Oh, and Bitcoin Up Bombs. What they're. Beanphone. Oh, are we going to talk about your?
No.
There's some news. Oh,
no.
I'll make them talk
we're
about it.
We're not talking.
Oh.